This is 763, the local on the Inherent Dream Podcast Network. Kind enough to be joined by old friend, author Ashley LaRue. Ashley, how are you? Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, well, thank you, kind sir. Yes, no, everything is absolutely wonderful. And I'm super, super excited to talk to you again. And I'm so glad you reached out to me because you're amazing. And we've been friends for, I don't even want to age ourselves, but what, like 15, 20 years?
We're old now, so.
That's okay. Life is beautiful. Yes. Everything, you know, no, everything's good. So, yes, thank you again for having me. I really appreciate you.
How were your holidays with all the kiddos?
Oh, boy. It was crazy. We have so many family members, and we all get together, and it's just a great time. And it actually works out, too, like, with the book stuff that we were able to talk about that, and that's coming out, so everyone was really excited to talk about that, and the kids are all excited. And, no, we all just have a really great time together, and we always love celebrating because our family is just, it is our world. You know what I mean? So, it was wonderful. I hope yours were good, too.
Great, great holiday season, for sure. No complaints on this end. You can find out more about Ashley foxpointpublishing.com/author-Ashley-LaRue, and the last name is spelled L-A-R-U-E. Let's talk about this new book, Love Until Forever. This is coming out in February. What can our listeners expect when they read this book?
Yes, well, it's actually really great because it's kind of the completion of the series that I've done. So, like, the first book was about, you know, as you know, the family, the mom and dad were divorcing, things like that, telling the children that home is where their heart is, all of that. The second book, Love to Share, is about people, them finding new loves, but still including each other and sharing that love and having the keys to each, or, you know, the puzzle pieces to each other's hearts. And then this one is actually, the mom is explaining to her daughter, one of the many children, about her, you know, marriage with the stepdad and that they have a baby together. And so the little girl's like, how can you love us all the same, you know, now that you have a baby together, things like that. And the mom and the stepdad are explaining to her and the other children that all of our love is unique to who you are. It's not the same, but it's a beautiful love. And you have a key to our heart that opens a special spot for all each other. And so they're just explaining to them all that it doesn't matter. You know, we're all family. We all love each other. And so this book really means a lot to me. I mean, they all mean a lot to me because they all are personal, obviously, from things that have happened in my own life. But I just love it because this one's really kind of a completion and, like, you know, the full circle of, like, love, just true love. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you're from, anything, you choose who you love, you know, and so I love it so much.
With this being your third book now, again, the first book was Home is Love. Mm-hmm. That came out in 2021. Also in 2021, you had Love to Share. Yep. And now this one, now with it being your third book, was it easier this time to finish this one? Was it more challenging? I guess now that you've been published a couple of times, how is that process for you?
Well, it's pretty much like, I guess, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, obviously, but like for me, each book was, and you can't say it's anything's easy, but each book, I had a clear vision of what I wanted to write about. So because of that, and plus, like I've told you from the beginning, all of the books have a special, you know, spot in my heart because it's about my children and for my children and things like that, to leave a legacy with them about love. And so I had a very clear idea for each one. So it wasn't that one was easier than the other. It just, I knew what I wanted to write about. And so, and I was passionate about it. And so I was excited to write. So none of them, I feel like they all came like the same way in a certain way. Just, I knew what I wanted. You know what I mean? To present to the world.
Well, and I assume by the time you wrote your second book to then the third book, you sort of knew a little bit more of what to expect compared to the first time where you're like, I'm not a published author. I don't know what to expect. Yeah. I don't know what to do. You know, not saying it's easy, but I'm sure it was a little smoother.
Well, yeah. So, that, I mean, to answer that part of it, the process, I understood the process more. First, like you said, I mean, writing the story, that's one thing. Cause I can always write a manuscript and put those words on paper, but yeah, the process was nicer. Cause then I knew, okay, this is how it's going to ebb and flow. This is how we're going to do the editing and the publishing and just even the behind the scenes, like knowing how to get the LL or the number from the Congress, the Library of Congress, things like that. It's like, you didn't realize all that stuff at first. And so it is nice to be kind of seasoned, to be like a veteran.
So what's next for you? You've mentioned this is kind of a trilogy of books. Do you want to write another children's book, or could we see you dive into maybe something more young adult in the future?
Yeah, well, I mean, I, as of right now, that's my main thing were the children's books. And like I said, again, that's something really important to my heart because it was dedicated to my children and things like that and to helping other families. And again, and I told you this before, whether it's divorce, it could also be foster care. I mean, kids living with their grandparents. I mean, adoption, anything. But then, yeah, I kind of was hoping to delve into like maybe more that young adult or teenage, because I always feel like I've been able to been given words to talk to people and try to help them through problems or things they've gone through. And I'm like, it'd be really great if I could try to reach that audience, because I feel like it's so important to help young children, you know, at an age where it's like they might be confused about something. And if you can show them love and teach them that right from the get-go, I hope that helps, you know, build them as they go further, but also same for teenagers or adolescent in that way, because that's such a confusing time in life. And I just feel like if I could write something, and I don't know what that idea is, I think it'll come to me eventually, but I would love to write something for that, them, because I just, if my words could help them, you know, go through maybe some stuff that maybe they didn't think that they could get help, and then I could, that would be amazing. I would love to be able to do that.
The new book, Love Until Forever, comes out in February. More information on Ashley at foxpointpublishing.com/author-Ashley-LaRue. Ashley, thank you so much for your time and best of luck with the new book.
Yes, and thank you. And again, you are always amazing, and I'm so proud of everything you've accomplished. And just if you ever need some help, like reach out in the future. And yes, so thank you again. You are brilliant.
Ashley LaRue, thank you so much. Ashley LaRue here on 763 The Local on the Inherent Dream Podcast Network.